Today's episode of the Jamie Grace Podcast is dedicated to doctors everywhere, especially my dear friend Destiny and Mariah, Destiny's mom, who's also a doctor, but also Tracy Ellis Ross, who plays a doctor on TV and who showed me something so inspiring just through a 90-second interview answer that I cannot wait to share with you. I would never compare my job of like, I sing songs to doctors who are over here like, I save lives. But with that being said, all humans, including myself, bro, we are beautiful people with a beautiful purpose, and we can all inspire and encourage each other. So today's episode of the Jamie Grace Podcast is dedicated to all the doctors out there, especially Tracy Ellis Ross, and I cannot wait to tell you exactly how. Welcome to the show. Good morning, at night, and good welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast, a show all about bridging the gap between pop culture and mental health, talking about how these two things collide way more often than we think. Sometimes we feel inspired or encouraged to do something because of something that happened in pop culture, and sometimes we see pop culture as something that's negative or something that's, what's the word that is like a fancier way of saying fake? disingenuous or like artificial? There we go. Artificial. I knew there was an R there. That's how we see pop culture sometimes, but that's not what it is. There are so many elephants. Well, there are so many elephants in the world. Let me tell you, there are how many elephants are left in the world? There are 40,000. Oh, I didn't know they were considered endangered. Okay, this actually just got really dark. I'm going to leave a link about like how we can help, take care of the elephants in the show notes. But there are so many elements to pop culture and ways that it inspires us daily. We went to Disney World for our daughter's, fifth birthday. No, her third birthday. Isabella Brave, our super cool kid. We took her to Disney World and, let me just do a quick little bonus to this really quick. It was like a family trip because her cousin, my sister's kiddo, he also turned three. So all of us got to go to Disney together and it was super cool getting to enjoy the parks together. But there were some moments where I was so inspired by what was happening at Disney World. And let me just say, this is no diss to Disney adults. I married a Disney adult, but I'm not a Disney adult, right? Like, I think it's cool. I vibe with it sometimes. But I'm not like that wild about Disney. I'm more of like a chicken sandwich kind of person. And so I was there like, yeah, it's going to be fun. There's parts of this I can't wait to see. Obviously there's some princesses that I like. I get really into picking out a cool shirt for the day. But I did not expect to be so inspired by Disney World. And I know some people might be like, oh my gosh. But what I'm getting at is that there are elements of pop culture that really do inspire our everyday lives. You know, you feel good about yourself. Yeah, hopefully that's because you love yourself and you love who God made you to be and you love the person that you're also becoming. But it's also possible that it's because you watched a show when you were younger that was all about being confident in who you are, or because when you woke up that morning, you listened to a song that made you happy, or you picked a song for your alarm that makes you happy, or you watched a show the day before that you really liked. So many parts of who we are inspired by pop culture, and I get so excited to talk about that and how it affects in a good way, and sometimes a not so good way, our overall mental health and emotional wellness. And I said at the beginning of this episode that I wanted to talk about doctors. Now, doctors are not specifically pop culture, but we do see a lot of, well, I guess technically they are because they are part of the popular culture of our lives, but we see a lot of doctors in television, of course. And Tracy Ellis Ross, she plays a doctor in a television show called Blackish. It's about a family that is black and really confident in who they are, but they are also dealing with some of the, you know, cultural identities of, yeah, we're black, but then it's like, oh, we're not black enough for you, or oh, we're too black here. And it's really, really cool conversations about culture. And the show actually just ended, but I was watching an interview that she did, and she was talking about how in every episode of the show, when the husband would come home from work or he would just come home from being out, she wanted to make sure that the visual start of that scene, she was not always standing at the kitchen counter cooking or taking care of one of the children, that she was also doing things like sitting on her laptop or reading a book and doing things that also said, hey, I also have a job. Or even if it's not representing her job, it's, hey, I also, you know, take care of myself by reading this book that I really enjoy. And maybe my husband's going to cook dinner tonight, or maybe we're going to, you know, eat food out. And I was really inspired by that, and more so, and not so much inspired by the way of the title of this episode, but I was just inspired in general, just from a creative side, a production side, to think about that, because we don't always realize too how pop culture does affect us. You know, if you watch a TV show and all the women, all they ever do is cook or clean, then that might send a message that says like, yeah, that's all women do is cook or clean. No, this is coming from someone, if you know anything about me, this is coming from someone that loves to cook. And even though I don't do it as often, I do love to clean. I more so love when things, like when I've been able to be like, oh, these things are really clean. So like sometimes like my husband will just like really go in and clean something and I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is awesome, right? So, you know, this is coming from someone that does love to cook and clean, but it's okay. it's okay if those are not the only things, and or if those are the only things, if that's your choice, super cool. But I even think about, you know, I'm a Christian, so I even think about like the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 31, and I just think about like all the cool things that that lady was doing. Like she's out here with a job and employing people and teaching people and just like doing all this stuff. It's just so inspiring. So anyways, that all brings me to this life choice that I made in the last couple of years about cooking and about the way that I cook. Now, I named this episode How and Why I Stopped Cooking for My Family, but really I could have named it How I Reframed Cooking for My Family, but I really had to personally acknowledge that I was stopping because putting that halt really gave me a lot of peace and a lot of freedom. Something that I've wanted my entire life is to be a wife and a mom, right? Like, I love music. I love touring. I love traveling. I love performing. I love it so much. And I've also just my whole life been like, oh my gosh, I want to have a husband. I want to have 1,000 children. That is just the joy of my heart. And so having a husband and having a super cool child is so amazing. And I set these expectations for myself when we got married that were so unrealistic. Now, in the season that we were in when we first got married, my expectations that I set for myself didn't feel unrealistic. I mean, my husband and I, we were both working from home, and he's a really good cook. So, you know, shared responsibilities, like that's very much of the nature of who he is. Like, hey, this is my thing. What's your thing? How can I help you? You know, how can, you know, this go back both ways? And so there wasn't any conflict there as far as, you know, gender roles or responsibilities. No conflict there. But the inner turmoil was more so with me and these insane expectations that I set for myself. You know, as we got into like 1 or 2 years married, I got pregnant pretty early into our marriage, like a year or like something like that into our marriage. And so as we were as I was like pregnant and we're like moving into like our first apartment together and all this stuff, I was realizing, oh my gosh, I'm trying to cook over here 5, 6, sometimes 7 nights a week. And like I said, we both work from home. So I'm trying to like wake up early and do breakfast and be like, oh my gosh, look at me. I'm a boss babe and I'm a wife and a mom. I'm cooking all this stuff. He's mostly always been the main cleaning person of the house. That sounds weird. I don't know. But so I wasn't so much responsible for that, but I was putting so much responsibility on myself to cook. Whereas anytime I said, hey babe, can you cook tonight? He'd be like, yeah. Or like, hey, can we just order it out? He'd be like, yeah. But every time I cooked, he also really liked that. And I also really liked it. So I was like, oh, well, this must be the key to me feeling validated as this superhero wife that I cook all the time. And when we have friends over, I always, you know, do these huge dishes and stuff like that. If you scroll back on my Instagram, don't do this. Like, don't waste your time. But if you scroll back on my Instagram, like 7 or 8 years, you will see I used to bake like crazy. I used to do like with fondant and everything, like all these cakes and cupcakes and towers. And I would do like an Italian dish buffet when my friends came over. It was wild. And I did it because I loved it. I loved it because it's just, well, getting into why I love it, it's just a very long story. But it's just, oh, I love cooking. I love it so much. And it got to the point where I was so overjoyed with doing it while simultaneously so stressed out and devastated because other things like in my work life were starting to lack a little bit. And that was okay for me. Like I didn't really mind it. I was like, oh, that's fine. I'm doing all these other things for my home and my family. I don't mind it. It got especially challenging though, as Isabella started to get a little bit older. And one of the biggest things for me too, that was really special to me as a mom, is doing my kids' hair. Now listen, black girl magic is a true thing. And when it comes to our hair, bruh, it is a beautiful, beautiful journey. And it's a journey that I didn't realize I would want to be on so fast. Doing our kids' hair might be more of an interest to me than cooking, which I never thought anything in the home as a wife, as a mom, or just as a human with a home. I never thought I would like anything more than doing my kids' hair. And so when she was like 8, 9 months, a year, year and a half, I don't know, somewhere in there when she was no longer a bald baby, and I could all of a sudden be this like natural hair mom, I was like, hold on. I don't have time to be doing a 17-hour meal every single day.
Hey friends, so as many of you all know, I have anxiety. I have a diagnosis, generalized anxiety disorder, and I'm also a millennial surviving a pandemic, and I deal with everyday stress. People often ask me how I manage my anxiety on a daily basis, and one of the most beneficial things for me has been counseling, which is why I wanted to take a quick break to tell you about one of the sponsors of the Jamie Grace podcast, Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling provides 4 different ways you can talk to your therapist: video chats, messaging, live messaging, and phone calls. So if you're struggling with anxiety, loneliness, frustration, or if you're trying to make a big life decision about school, work, friendships, relationships, you should definitely give Faithful Counseling a try. If you go to faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace, you'll get 10% off of your first month. That link is also in the show notes, but again, it's faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace. And now, back to the show.
And I should probably add that caveat. I don't know if that's the right word, but it made me sound so smart. So here's the thing. I'm from Georgia. I'm a Southern human woman person. And I'm also black. And there's so many elements of my blackness, my Southernness, that cooking is a very long task, right? It's 4 hours to me is adequate time to make dinner, which I know is a lot. So I probably should have added that caveat in the beginning, because I was spending, you know, if I'm shortening that for the sake of a lot going on, I'm spending 2 hours a day making a meal, spending an hour a day or an hour every 2 days doing my kids' hair. I'm also a full-time working singer person, and also a wife, and also an individual. And I want to read books and have hobbies. I have so many hobbies. I look at the sky sometimes. And so it got to the point where I was doing so many things, and let's be key about this because we are talking about mental health, doing so many things for other people that I was not taking time for myself. Notice how I just tried to list my hobbies and I failed. I do have hobbies. Oh, I like to watch TV. That's a hobby. I like to hop on Netflix and just let the time go away. So I had to reframe something. And somewhere in the last year, maybe two, I looked at the thing that I could pull back on, and I decided it was making rice in the rice maker. Like, I rinse it and it takes a long time, and then you put it in the machine, and then you like it's all gonna steam and all this stuff. And so I started using more of an instant rice when I make rice. And instead of like collard greens that are like, you know, I gotta like chop all the stuff up, I gotta braise the kale. Those are 2 separate dishes, by the way. I just wanna clarify. All these things, I realized maybe I could sometimes use a frozen vegetable instead of doing something fresh. And I want to be clear, this is not an episode about nutrients or health. So if you hop in my DMs about a vitamin or something healthy, with all love in the world, I'm not going to read it. That's not of interest to me right now. We got that side of things covered. What I'm getting at is that the time and effort that I was investing into cooking, even though it's something I love, it was taking away from other things that I love. It was taking away from my family. It was taking away from myself. It was taking away from my hobbies, and it was taking away from my job. And that's a worthy sacrifice to make, but I had to sit down and I had to truly reframe my values and my own intentions and the things that really, really mattered most to me. And cooking did not make the list, which is wild because I absolutely love it. It just so happens that there are other things in my life that I love more, or other results that I love more, as opposed to the meal. A couple of bonuses that happened in this, one of the main ones, is that my family is like, it's still good, bruh, because I guess I know what I'm doing a little bit, and I watch a lot of TikTok videos on like quick recipes and all this stuff, and it worked out. Another bonus is that my husband's a really good cook, and so we are eating his food way more, and it's really good. Another bonus is that sometimes we're eating out. You know, I like to eat out. We didn't grow up with a lot of money. I'm not saying that I have a lot of money now, but we grew up in a very tight missionary family financial situation. And so eating out was just, it never existed. And so now it's kind of like, oh my gosh, are we eating out? This is cool. And it's a really fun bonus too, because sometimes we get to invite my parents over, who are the parents that grew up in that financial situation, and we get to order something out together, which never really happened for me growing up. So it's like this all cool new experience. Everything that I'm getting at here is that sometimes you have to look at the things you love. You have to look at the things that you do. Write down all the things that you do in a week, the average amount of time that each of these things is taking, and the amount that you love these things, the results that you're getting out of them. Write all this stuff down. Take time to love on your own schedule. Figure out what are all the things, and then reframe, readjust. Make the goal being the absolute best you can be in this present moment. Not who do I want to be in 6 months or 5 years or 20 years, not that. But who can I be tomorrow if I had more rest? Who can I be tomorrow if I had more joy? Who could I be today if I wasn't overwhelmed with how long this pod roast is going to take? There are some adjustments in reframing that we can make in our own lives that can be really beneficial to us. And it's wild to me, because if you would have told me 5 years ago, hey, you are going to get married and you're only going to cook like 2 to 3 nights a week, and when you do cook, they're mostly going to be quick meals, maybe once a week you'll really get to go all in like a Southern granny, and you're going to do all this stuff, like, I would have been like, am I a failure? Because that's how I would have maybe seen it in my head, not because of societal norms and not because of religion or anything like that, but just because of my own preferences. I would have been like, why? But that's not reality. I've made these adjustments and I've made these changes, and I'm so much better emotionally for it. And my family is still thriving, and my family is still vibing with me. And I'm really grateful for that. In case you guys don't know, last year I started writing with Hallmark. Hallmark Mahogany is this really cool part of Hallmark, and I actually did an article about this, I think it was earlier this year, it's called Someone's in the Kitchen, But It Ain't Me. And so if you're more of so if you're more of like a reader human of words, wow, I slayed that. If you'd rather read it, then you can hop onto the website. I'll put the link in the show notes, and I'll also put like a quote or something on my Insta story if you want to get the link from there. But yeah, I did an article on this because it's really special to me. It's really valuable to me. And I regularly look back at my life and I'm like, little girl, you wasn't sleeping at all. Getting up at 5 a.m. to put something in the crock pot. And nobody recommend the Instant Pot to me. It's cute. It's great. I love that for you guys. I can't do it. I just can't do it. It just doesn't work for me. I like crock pots. I like the 8 hour a day cooking. What am I doing? I'm going backwards. Anyways, but that's the point. I can still love it, even though I'm not investing all my emotional time in it and all my physical energy into it. I can still love it. And then when Thanksgiving comes around, I get the privilege of being like, well, all due respect to my very beautiful and loud family, I get the privilege of being like, I don't want to see y'all for 24 hours. I want the house to myself. And then when they come back, there's just pies. There's pies everywhere. Everyone wins. What a beautiful thing. everyone wins. I don't know how to wrap this up. I need to go and do stuff with my life. I mean, this is doing stuff with my life. Thanks for your time. Thank you so much for listening. Everyone's so pretty. You should do things on the internet. Hit me up on Instagram at Jamie Grace H. You can find me there. I'm on Twitter as well. Don't go there. Twitter wants to sponsor me. It's the best website ever. Go there and do stuff. Be a nice person. Wow. And you know what? Just be good about people. Leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you can. 5 stars, because we all know this deserved it. And I'll talk to you guys later. Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Bella. Thank you. Thank you so much, Denise. My Becca. Bye. And
I know, my kid is super cute. Don't forget all the music that you guys hear produced by yours truly. You can stream all of my songs with vocals on Apple Music and Spotify, all those places. And you can stream all my music without any words on YouTube, where I've got a bunch of lo-fi stuff that I've produced for you guys to do homework to, clean up the house to, whatever it is. Just live your life, man. Follow your dreams. Okay, bye.